Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, A Richer Retirement, Supercharging the 4% Rule to Spend More and Enjoy More by William P. Bengen, revisits one of the most influential ideas in personal finance, the 4% Rule for Retirement Withdrawals. As the researcher widely associated with the rule, Bengen updates the discussion for modern retirees who face different market valuations, lower bond yields at times, longer lifespans, and shifting spending goals. Rather than treating the 4% guideline as a rigid ceiling, the book explores how retirement income planning can be made more flexible, more efficient, and potentially more generous without recklessly increasing the risk of running out of money. The focus is practical: how to translate portfolio theory into day-to-day decisions about withdrawals, asset allocation, and contingency plans. Bengen emphasizes that retirement is not a single spreadsheet outcome, but a multi-decade lifestyle project that can be improved through better assumptions and smarter guardrails. Readers can expect a framework that aims to increase confidence and enjoyment, not just survival. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing the 4% rule as a starting point, not a straitjacket, the book centers on a critical mindset shift. The 4% rule is best understood as a historically grounded baseline rather than an unbreakable law. Bengen is known for the original research that tested withdrawal rates across long periods of market history, and here he focuses on how people often misapply the concept. Many retirees interpret 4% as either a guarantee or a hard cap that forces unnecessary frugality, even when their circumstances are favorable. The discussion highlights why any withdrawal guideline depends on assumptions such as time horizon, inflation adjustments, portfolio composition, and the specific sequence of returns experienced early in retirement. By treating the rule as a tool, retirees can incorporate personal factors like pensions, Social Security timing, part-time income, health costs, and bequest goals. The idea of supercharging is tied to using evidence and structure to spend with more confidence when conditions allow, while still maintaining a plan for downturns. This framing encourages readers to focus less on a single percentage and more on a repeatable decision process that balances enjoyment with sustainability over decades. Secondly, sequence of returns, risk, and how to build practical defenses. A major reason withdrawal planning is difficult is sequence of returns risk. Poor market performance early in retirement can do outsized damage because withdrawals lock in losses. The book emphasizes that retirees should plan for this risk explicitly instead of relying on long-run averages. Defensive strategies typically involve controlling how much you withdraw when markets are down, keeping a portfolio structure that is resilient across regimes, and maintaining liquidity so you are not forced to sell depressed assets. Bengen's approach, consistent with research-driven planning, encourages the reader to think in terms of stress scenarios and response rules. That can include deciding in advance when to tighten spending, how to use cash or short-term bonds as a buffer, and how to rebalance without panic. The value is psychological as well as mathematical. A pre-planned playbook can reduce reactive decisions that worsen outcomes. The topic also links to the promise of spending more. You can potentially afford higher withdrawals when you have clear guardrails that reduce the probability of catastrophic outcomes. Instead of one static rule, the book pushes toward a dynamic plan that adapts to market reality while staying aligned with your desired lifestyle. Thirdly, asset allocation choices that can improve retirement spending power. Portfolio design is a key lever in any withdrawal strategy, and the book explores how asset allocation interacts with safe spending levels. The 4% rule is often discussed as if it works the same for any mix of stocks and bonds, but historical testing shows outcomes vary significantly. Bengen's work has long emphasized the role of equities in supporting inflation-adjusted withdrawals over long retirements, while also acknowledging that volatility must be managed. This topic examines how retirees can evaluate mixes that pursue growth for longevity risk, while still providing stability for near-term spending needs. It also brings attention to how bonds behave in different interest rate environments, and why relying on a single fixed income assumption can be risky. The broader point is not to chase returns, but to choose a structure consistent with the withdrawal plan, rebalancing discipline and tolerance for drawdowns. By selecting an allocation that better matches the actual risks retirees face, the plan may sustain higher spending without increasing failure risk disproportionately. Readers are guided to think about the portfolio as an income engine, where each component plays a role in funding spending, buffering shocks, and supporting long-term purchasing power. Fourthly, smarter withdrawal methods, guardrails, and spending flexibility. Supercharging a withdrawal plan often comes down to how withdrawals are adjusted over time. The book addresses the limitations of rigid inflation, adjusted increases regardless of market conditions, which can be overly conservative in good times and dangerous in bad times. This topic focuses on methods that incorporate feedback, such as adjusting withdrawals based on portfolio value, using spending bands, or applying rules that reduce increases after market declines. The core concept is flexibility. Real retirees do not spend in perfectly smooth lines, and acknowledging that reality can raise sustainable spending while lowering stress. The discussion also highlights the importance of distinguishing essential spending from discretionary spending. If discretionary categories like travel, gifting, and hobbies can be varied, the plan can tolerate more volatility and potentially start at a higher withdrawal rate. Another key element is defining what success means. Preserving principle, leaving a legacy, or maximizing lifetime enjoyment can imply different withdrawal choices. By adopting clear guardrails and a staged spending plan, readers can avoid both extremes of overspending and unnecessary deprivation. The result is a more personalized approach where spending can increase when conditions are favorable, yet still has built-in breaks that activate when risks rise. Lastly, integrating real-world income sources and retirement goals. Retirement planning is not only a portfolio problem. The book emphasizes integrating guaranteed or semi-guaranteed income sources and personal goals into the withdrawal framework. Social Security claiming decisions, pensions, annuities, rental income, and even part-time work can change the risk profile of withdrawals because they cover baseline expenses and reduce dependence on portfolio sales. This topic highlights how aligning these income streams with essential spending can unlock more confident discretionary spending from investments. It also encourages readers to think about retirement as a sequence of phases, early active years, later slower years, and potential late-life care needs. Spending often varies by phase, and recognizing that pattern can improve planning accuracy compared to assuming flat inflation-adjusted consumption forever. Tax awareness, while not the only driver, also matters because withdrawal amounts are not the same as after-tax spending power. A plan that considers taxes and account types can increase net spendable income without changing lifestyle risk. By connecting the numbers to lived priorities, the book aims to help readers spend in ways that maximize satisfaction, not just account balances. The overall message is that a richer retirement comes from coordinating income, investments, and goals into one coherent strategy. In conclusion, this book is best suited for retirees and near retirees who already understand the basics of the 4% rule, but feel uneasy about either spending too little or taking too much risk. It is also valuable for DIY investors, planners, and analytically minded readers who want a research-grounded framework rather than generic encouragement. The practical benefit is a clearer decision system, how to think about withdrawals, portfolio structure, and adjustments when markets surprise you. That can directly improve life by reducing anxiety, preventing overreaction during downturns, and giving permission to enjoy money when conditions support it. Instead of treating retirement as a fragile plan that must be protected by constant restraint, the book presents it as a manageable project with guardrails and options. Compared with similar retirement books that focus mainly on accumulation or simplistic rules of thumb, this one stands out because it comes from the figure most associated with the original withdrawal rate research and because it focuses on spending optimization, not just avoidance of failure. If you want a retirement income approach that aims to increase enjoyment while still respecting risk, it is worth buying for the structured, evidence-oriented perspective and the emphasis on adaptable, real-world planning. If you would like to support William P.P.P. Bingen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.